Just to pick up where we left off a little bit. So I wanted to just add one final illustration of the possibility that maybe acts which are garmi are in Ezekiel are actually going to be chayev as ma'isim gemurim on Shabbos. And that is from possibility that a lot of achronim adopt, a lot of poskim, that isn't so easy to find amongst Rishonim, at least any clear expressions of it, but that is that perhaps simultaneity alone will be sufficient to be considered to render an activity malacha gemura for Shabbos. In other words, it doesn't matter what else you have there, if whatever the effect is occurs immediately, so then it's going to be considered kibbud gemura, havara gemura, whatever it is, and be chayav as a maisa gemura. So again, there, what you have is cases which are clearly not necessarily maisa biyadayim, because again, you don't have any engagement through his physical body or through kocho with the chayvetz, and nonetheless, what you're saying is that he's going to be chayav as a maisa gemura. So apparently, you don't need maisa biyadayim, classical maisa biyadayim. This would appear to be something like garmi, depending on which rishonim or which criterion we're talking about. But this would appear to be goreim on the level of garmi. So that's already enough to be chayav. So that sounds like what we were saying is that garmi is chayav Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman raises this point, and he points to an interesting raya. This is in Me'orei Esh, which is it's really a remarkable sefer about electricity, and he really delves into it in a way which I think is very unusual and unique. He squeezes the topic, the status halachic has of electricity. But this is in Perek Gimel, Anaf Gimel, Os Beis. So he raises this possibility. This is under the heading Grama Kishanase Samalacha Tekef Lamasa. He says, Vod near the Chol Hechad Shamalacha Nases Miyad Tekef Lamasa, Chashuv Malacha Biyadayim, below Grama. What's his raya for this? Vechen Nira Midivri Hatosos in Sanhedrin, which tells us it's some in our Tosos, a Tosos that was on our dot, which is a pretty good pickup. This is the last Tosos on Ein Zayin Manav. Shehikshu im tomer mashna par ma'aziva, where at least there's one day in the Gemara that holds that in that case, you're going to be chayav. Mitris, u'bitka demayad, bitkoch sheni, which we'll get to. In those cases, you're putter, but the silik tris case, you're putter. So what's the difference? So Tosos is the last line in Tosos. He says, yeshlamar d'hacha chayav tfei, ki demasik demaskel bei b'shate. It's still a little bit of a strange language, the hacha chayav tfei. I think he's just saying that tfei in the sense that there are more people that are mechayev. it's either you're chayev or you're not chayev. Chayev tfei, I think here means that everybody is going to agree you're chayev. Kedemasik demaskel bei b'shate. Meaning, what is it that is responsible for the fact that silok tris is putter? Why is silok tris putter?
Because it's not
b'shate. Had it been b'shate, you would have been chayev. There are many other answers you could have given to that, to the Tosos. He doesn't talk about Asiyas Maisa B'Gufa Davar or anything like that. What he says is, here you don't have the time element. I mean, the case of Siluk Tris, or Natil Satris. So Shlomo Zalman says, so you see that even if you have Grama, but it's Miyad, so that's considered to be, he just says Maisa. Right? So he says, he's saying, look, Tosos, according to Tosos, we would see that our case of Siluk Tris, that it would be simultaneous, so then you would have said he'll be Chayav Beretzicha. I think this works well with Tosos. She does with Tosos, specifically the idea that you're Chayav in Ezekin for anything which just happens Miyad. I don't know how well this Tosos, if you make this Diuk, how well it works with the other shitos, according to which, particularly, I'm talking about the Ri, of Hu Atzma Ose Hezek, I don't know how well that would work then. Although, one has to think about that. Since we know Tosfos already considered the possibility that maybe we're Mechayev even more expansively in Nezikin than we are, in Ritzicha than we are in Nezikin. So, in theory, maybe this would be something which wouldn't even qualify as Garmi in Nezikin. I don't know, I'm just trying to think it through here. But either way, the Rosh Hashanah says, so you see, if he's chayv beretzicha, he's going to be chayv in Shabbos. That already, yesh ladun b'zeh, but at the very least, it sounds like this is not something which is a maisa biyadayim, unless you're going to be chayv. Tosos saying beretzicha, Rosh Hashanah is saying Shabbos, So that just works well if you assume that garmi is chayv Shabbos. This is what defines something as being garmi. I'm sorry, garmi is a ma'aseh b'yadayim. It's considered to be a ma'aseh adam. This is what defines garmi, and therefore Tosfos thinks it'll be chayv b'ritzicha, and we can assume therefore it's going to be chayv b'Shabbos too. I should just note that Rosh Hashanah himself, in the end, rejects that. He thinks that you need something else. This is in Perek Gimel again, Anaf Hey Os Dalid, where he says, "Reisi b'shus beiz Yitzchak." That he's talking about Linyan Shiluach a telegraph b'Shabbos. He's sharing in a Torah mishum d'havi rak gram ksiva. I don't know what Shiluach a telegraph means. What is it? It's like Morse code or something. Early computer type thing. Is that what, right?
It's like email.
I don't know. Anyway, so he says it's gram ksiva. We talk about kasav. Umutzasi b'tshuva zera ms. Sheherich binan kli l'chabas leka v'sham. Sounds like he's actually explaining why Zora, the Ruach Masaito, is Chayev, even though Grama on Shabbos is Shari. The reason is because that's not Grama. Why? Because the separation of the Ruach happens immediately. That seems to be the assumption here. But he says, in other words, I think what the chilek is that not only is it necessary to be miyad in order to be chay, but perhaps even sufficient. That point isn't clear, but he then says himself, This is his arguing on, like a lot of Achronim do, on the sheet that I mentioned last time. Magen Avraham. Two of you should know, two of you now. The Magen Avraham, right? That Nesinas Chitim Toch Rechaim Shamayim is going to be Pater on Shabbos. So Rosh Hashanah is assuming that's wrong, like a lot of Achronim do. But one of the reasons that's wrong is because there you have Osem Maisa Begufa Dabar. So if you have Osem Maisa Begufa Chitim Shehim Nitchanim, oh, Hamada Saluka, it's a separate point. In the end, I think rejects the idea that you would be that Zman alone would be sufficient to be mechayev and Shabbos. So it's just. Put that out there. In any event, just coming back to Ritzicha now.
Yeah. When he says that Grama could be Chayev because of this Zman thing, is he talking about Dafka, Garmi, or all types of Grama?
The word Grama does not mean, the Garmi doesn't even come up in this whole Sefer.
So any Grama, even Grama, which would not be Garmi in Nizikin, if it has this Zman component, would be Chayev and Shabbos.
Well, I don't know about that, because his Raya for it was, it's hard to know, because his raya for it was the Tosfos,
right.
And Tosfos are saying you'd be chayiv in Ritzicha.
Right.
So what about a case where you wouldn't be chayiv, let's say in Ezekin, would Rosh Hashanah think that you're going to be chayiv for that in Shabbos?
Right.
I don't know. But at the very least, he thinks if you're chayiv for it in Ritzicha, so you're going to be chayiv for it in Shabbos. But again, for our purposes, I think if you're going to be chayiv for it in Ritzicha, it's mishum garmi, because garmi is chayiv in Ritzicha. In other words, Zman is sufficient. Something which just has the Zman factor, but nothing else. That is Tosfos' criterion. So Ri's first shita about what it is, or second shita rather, what is that constitutes Garmi as opposed to Grama. So I don't think Rabbanan, let's say, I don't think Rabbanan the Meir can be Mechayiv in that case in Zikin. Probably only the Meir can be Mechayiv in that case in Zikin.
Yeah.
So if that's true, so then what emerges is that Garmi apparently is Chayiv Ritzicha.
Right.
Shabbos.
Right.
He doesn't say Garmi, but that's what we're interested in finding out, is what is the status of Garmi. So, but now bringing it back to the Ritzicha, analyze the question whether the Machlokas that we saw in Rishonim, whether Garmi is in fact Chayv Ritzicha. So the simplest understanding of this is that Machlokas regarding Ritzicha is really just an application of the more general Machlokas, of a more general Machlokas regarding the status of Garmi in Halacha, whether Garmi is considered to be Lamada Adayim, Din in the Garmi, a Maisa Adam, or not. Those who hold that Garmi is Chayv Ritzicha, let's say the Rush, the Maharim Rundenberg, David. So maybe they hold that Garmi, Ladas or Rimeir, constitutes, is classified as a Maisa Adam, that's why it's Chayv in Ezekin, and that's why it's Chayv in Ritzicha, and also for Shabbos, probably for Dalat Dvarim, perhaps Gullus, unless you have Xerzakasa like the Rush did, perhaps Mechikas Hashem, right? All these things, Garmi in general, is going to qualify as a Maisa Bidayim. So the reason you're Chayav in Ritzicha is simply because in general, Garmi is considered to be a Maisa Adam. So this is, I think, quite possibly the Rush. Again, the Rush seems to have held, like his Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg, that Garmi is Chayav Ritzicha. And Mitzvah Mitzvah is just an illustration of that, and can also be used as a Raya for things beyond Mitzvah Mitzvah. And he seems to have held, this is what we discussed last time, that Garmi is Chayav B'Shabbos. Things that meet his criterion of Garmi are actually Kibbutz Gomer, let's say. You know, if you have Negiyah B'Gufa Davar Adolik, plus Vaday Sheyaseh, so that's Kibbutz Gomer. So again, cases that he was discussing, these aren't Maisa B'Yadayim, just classic Maisa B'Yadayim. They are, and they seem to be hewing to the criterion that he has for Garmi, so if that's the case, the Rush sounds like he thinks Garmi is considered to be Maisa for Shabbos too. So that quite possibly is the Rush. Whereas those who hold that Garmi is Pater B'Ritzicha, the Shita L'Ran, the Meiri, so they hold that Garmi is not a Maisa Adam in general. Rather, the reason you're Chayav Nezikin is because Chayav Nezikin doesn't require a Maisa Adam. All that matters is that you're directly responsible for Hefseid. We can attribute responsibility to you, but not that you did a Maisa Hamafsid. And therefore, you're going to be Pater in Ritzicha, but not only in Ritzicha, you're going to be Pater wherever you need a Maisa Adam, in Shabbos, perhaps Dal Advarim and Galus, although we saw that the Ra'ah himself held that those cases are going to be Chayav, probably because he thought you didn't need a Maisa B'Yadayim in those contexts. But Shechita, and so on. So that's the simplest understanding, that this is one particular location of a broader machlokas regarding the status of Garmi. Alternatively, as we've noted, it could be that everybody agrees that Garmi is not a Maisa Adam, it's not a Maisa B'Yadayim. And wherever you require Maisa Adam, Shabbos, or Mechik Hashem, or Shechita, everybody's going to say that Garmi is Kigrama. The reason you're chayav garmi b'nezikin is because you don't need a maisa b'yadayim. Direct responsibility for tzatzah is sufficient. The machlokas is whether ritzicha is the same as nezikin or not. Does chayav ritzicha require maisa b'yadayim? So those who say garmi is pater say that nezek is sufficient to have just causation, direct responsibility. But in ritzicha, there you need a maisa b'yadayim, and therefore it's going to be pater. But those who say garmi is chayav, they just disagree about the latter point. They think Rotzeach, like Mazik, does not require Maisa B'Yadayim. Right? As we said, the Mechayiv isn't a certain kind of act, but rather the responsibility for Ivud Nefesh, for the Totsah of Ivud Nefesh. As long as that we have, then you're going to be Chayiv Nefesh Achas Nefesh. And I think this is very likely Rabbi Nedavid. Rabbi Nedavid, if you remember, held that the Halacha, we hold of Garmi in both Ritzicha and Nezikin, but it's based on a Pasuk from Ritzicha, Oba Eva L'Rabbas of Mitzamtzim, which we then transfer to Nezikin. It sounds very much like this is something which is limited to these cases. In general, Garmi is not going to be Chayav. Garmi is not Ke'osa Maisa. So that the only thing that you're going to be Chayav for, Garmi is Ritzicha and Nezikin. So this is very possibly the basis for that. I forgot to bring the Avni Nezer. He himself very much likes this, and he points to the Tosos. He actually, I think, does think Tosos thinks that Garmi is Chayav Ritzicha. But he thinks even if that's true, it's only Ritzicha. It won't be true for Shabbos. His raya that Garmi is putter from Shabbos, he says, you know, nearly that it's actually really Garmi is putter on is Kigrama on Shabbos. He says, after all, would anybody say that if I tell Goy to be Mvashal something for me, then I'm Chayev? But that's no different than Masr. So I think even if Bari Yezeka, Vadai Shetavo, if that's the sufficient criterion, I think one could have still said, well, maybe it's just not Vadai. Maybe there's a certain perspective there why we think it's Vadai in the context of Masikim. But it wouldn't be Vadai for, you know, anybody else, necessarily. Even Maharam Runeberg related it to the inclinations and nature of the Enam Yehudim Oso Hazman, let's say, that they're very likely, or it's Karv LeVadai, that they're going to follow up. But I don't know if, you know, we just assume that they're inclined to cook. So I don't know if the Bar Yezeka point is quite there, and I also don't know if you involve some of the other things, like the Rush's Marehu Amamun is itself a kind of a Maisa, so I don't know if the same thing is true also about asking them to cook. But either way, that's his assumption. What he says is, in Ritzicha and Ezekin, what interests us is that the Misa is Nasa, that the Hefseid was Nasa. Not that you did a certain kind of action, that's not going to be true in Shabbos. Okay, so that's second possible way we can understand Svachogas. But I think there's a third possibility, which is a little bit interesting. And that is that everybody, even the Mandamar who exempts Garmi B'Ritzicha, who says you require classical Maisa B'Yadayim, agrees that general Garmi qualifies as Maisa B'Yadayim. He thinks, for instance, Garmi is considered a Maisa Linyan Shabbos, maybe Linyan Dal Dvarim and Mechik Hashem as well. But nonetheless, he holds that Ritzicha is an exception. Ritzicha require what we're calling the classical Maisa B'Yadayim, the physical engagement, perhaps the sole authorship of the Pu'ula, right? You're the only Koach HaPoel. And I think that's what emerges according to the Ramban, right? In general, the Ramban, the way we've been analyzed it at least, seems to be the opinion that Garim is Ke'ose. Garim has the status of a Maisa Adam. within Nizikin, and you see that in the fact that he thinks that there aren't really any nakaminas between whether or not you did it Maisa Bidayim or Garmi. He thinks even a Behema Begarmi is Chayev, and he thinks that Chayev Ones, he thinks it's Chayev Garmi Garim. And we saw that he thinks that Garmi is also Chayev in Shabbos, Bar Yezeka, or Vadai Tikav as Chayev. Even if there's nothing else, you have the Mechitzas Hamayim, which is surrounding the Dleika, so you didn't really do anything to the Dleika, nonetheless, if it's Vadai Tikav, that's already going to be considered Kivoy Gomer. And presumably, I think very likely, the Ramban will think that, for instance, for Mechik Hashem, you also are going to be Chayev any time you have Vadai Yimachek. The only way you can have Grama is if it's Sefik. And yet, Siluk Tris is Pater Vertzicha. So the question is, why? Why, according to the Ramban, is it that Tavka Linyan Ritzicha, we don't go with what's generally considered to be a Maisa, but rather require classical Maisa V'Yadayim? Now, obviously, this implies that the Ramban holds that when he says Gorin Ka'osa, it's what I've noted before, that doesn't mean that we don't notice the difference between these. These are on different levels. They clearly are, just that both of them are sufficient to be considered a Maisa Adam. That's obviously required here, otherwise you wouldn't ever be Mechalik. But the question is, what's behind the fact that in Ritzicha we require the higher level, Maisa V'Yadayim? Why is it that in order to be Chayiv Misa, Siluk Tris, which is Bar Yezeka, isn't Chayiv, even though for all other contexts, we would assume that for the Ramban it is? It can't be because of the Chumra of Chayiv Misa. Why?
Because
Shabbos, yeah. The Ramban thinks that it would be Kiboy Gomer. If you do something such that Vadai, the Dleika will be Nichbeh, so that's already Kiboy Gomer, and you're put to death for it. So it can't be that the Ramban just has a higher standard when it comes to being Mechayiv Misa. So I think maybe we can suggest the following. I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know. I wouldn't take a Shuvah D'Oraisa on this. Probably not even Shuvah D'Rabban. The Onesh Misa of Rotzeach is not due, is not a function of the Chumras Haveira of Ritzicha, like Chilal Shabbos or Avodah Zarah. Rather, it's due to a general principle concerning Averos, Shebein Adam L'Chavero, which is that the Onesh for them is Kasher Asa Ken Yasa Lo, Mida Keneged Mida. Whatever you do to somebody, we do back to you. This principle is really formulated in the Rambam Morna B'Chum Mechela Gimel Perek Mem Aleph. When he is discussing the Lechal Onshim, he says, Onesh kol poshea neged zulaso, bofen klali, sheyea se bo kasher asa b'shaveh, and pagem begufa, pogim begufa. Now, here he's addressing Chavala. This is significant for Chavala purposes, in terms of understanding it. He actually raises the point himself. He says, He says, I'm explaining what's something which is consistent. It's not that it's inconsistent with Torah Shabbat Peh. The point is that the psukim are written in a certain way, and what they're written is reflecting this point. And then he says, Im masha yeshli bedin zeh svara ashmianu ba peh. I'll tell you what I think about it. I have a svara too. I have a certain. I think it's related to the fact that it's a kenas. Either way, the point is, he thinks this is consistent with what we find in Chavala, that it's Ayin Tach Zayin, even if it's Mamon, but it's still, this is the way I would put it, it's still Kiyum of Ayin Tach Zayin, Mamash. Then he says, Umish Ezek Mamon, Inezek Mamono, but also Ha'ir Chbediyuk, Asher Yashin Elohim, Yishalim Shalim Lerei. So he says, Kefel, not just Sam Knas, it's you try to steal from somebody, so you have to return it, but also we take now from you what you took, try to do it to somebody else. So we have a general principle, Kasher Asa Ken Yasa Lo. And so one could easily claim that the Misa Tzarotzeach is not due to the Chumras Haveira because it's a Chumras Haveira like Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. But rather it's a Kiyum in Kasher Asa Ken Yasa Lo, in Nefesh Achas Nefesh, or in Shovech Dam HaAdam Bid Adam Damo Yishapech. The chaotic structure there might actually reflect this halachic principle. And I think I have first let me just point out, this is reflected, I think, very clearly in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, in Perek Zayin, has an interesting Havin regarding Chiyum Misa Tzarotzeach. Yerushalmi says, Amar Ryochan, Bitani Chain, Yirtzach Harotseach, according to the Pasuk, Bamesha Ratzach. Yachol, Imhargo Besayef, Yehargenu Besayef, Bimakel, Yargenu Bimakel. Nemarkan, Nikimov, Nemarl Halan, Revesi Lechem Kharev, Nokemis, Nekumbris, Manakimash, Nemarl Halan, Bacharev, Abnakimash, Nemarkan, Misa Bacharev. What was it having, Yishami? You're killed Harotseach,
whatever
way he did, you do to him. So if it was Besayef, yes, then you'll give him Besayef, but if it was Bimakel, we don't have a Mises Makel amongst the Onche Bezdin. So how could that be his Onesh? Because it's not Mishum Chumras Haveira, but rather it's Mida Keneged Mida. So in the end we say that whatever way you do it, it's all represented by the Saif, But the Havmina there is quite instructive. And I think I have a Raya Muchrachas, that the Onesh Misa is purely a reversal of what you did, and not Mishum Nechumas HaAveira of Ritzicha, from the Gemara in Hachova. The Gemara has an astonishing Havmina, or astonishing Gemara, it's not just the Havmina. The Gemara is in the midst of proving that Chavala is Tashumen and not Ayin Mamet. So, one of the suggestions of how we know this is so, because physically it has to be something which we could apply to everybody, Mishpat Echad Yelechem, Mishpat Shev Lekuchem. So the Gemara says, and that's true, Eino Shozek Gedola, Ve'eino Shozek Ketana, Heachan Nikorei Be Ayin Tachas Ayin. If the person has small eyes, and this other person has big eyes, so here I'm damaging a piece of flesh, which is, you know, I don't know what a big and a small eye is, let's say a quarter inch. And, you know, but if we're going to do it back to you, that means damaging a piece of flesh, which is, I don't know, an inch, let's say. So, how is it this is Ayin Tachas Ayin? So the Gemara says, my kushya, that's not a kasha. Nahora dilma nahora shakil mine, nahora amrachman anishkol mine. No, it's not. We won't define it by the physical dimensions of the flesh, but rather by the function. If you disable his eye, we'll disable your eye. That's exactly how we would define it, and that's what we'd be then reversing back on you. Then the Gemara says as follows. What's this raya that we can say such a thing? Di lo te mahachi katan shaharagas agadol, the gadol shaharagas akatan, hechi kadlinan le. Ela neshama shakil mine, neshama rachmana nishko mine. Hachinami nahora shakil mine, nahora rachmana nishko mine. So the Gemara says that I have evidence for this principle that we can define the act that you perpetrated by its function, by its effect, rather than by the physical dimensions of what's going on. How do I know that? From the fact that if a katan kills a gadol or a gadol kills a katan, we kill them. Now this is a very tamua havmina. Has the katan shaharag a gadol or gadol shaharag a katan? Have they not violated the avera of ritzicha? Haven't they killed somebody? What was the havmina that would be pater? He killed somebody. And the Maskan does not seem to retreat from this point. If it were true that at the end we kill him because, after all, he's committed the act of Ritzich, he's killed somebody, and that's a Aveira Chamur Ma'od, which warrants an Onesh Misa, so then there would be no Raya, it would be completely irrelevant to the discussion about Kasher Yitei Mum Ba'adam Ken Yinasim Bo, and how we go about measuring that and defining it. So, I think what this clearly reflects is that, apparently, Mitzad Chumas Aveira, there is no chiyuv misa for rotzeach. Just simply violating averas of ritzicha itself is not a mechayev of onesh misa. What is mechayev onesh misa is that what you did was ritzicha, so we're just being rotzeach you in return. That's a case, if that's a principle, that's the operating principle behind the chiyuv misa of rotzeach. So then you can bring a raya that the fact that we don't say for a katan shahar is a gadol or a gadol shahar is a katan, the fact that we put them to death indicates that we can define it in the more abstract term and not simply just by physical dimensions. So maybe we can say as follows, that when the Torah says, don't do an act of murder, it says, lo sirtzach. So when we talk about the Azhara, so for sure, for the Ramban, maybe for others as well, but for sure for the Ramban, Garmi is Bechalda. We are over on Rotzeach, because what does it mean to do Rotzicha? Well, let's look at it in general, it qualifies as a Maisa Adam. So there, Garmi is Bechal. And if the Onesh Misa for Rotzeach was Mishum the Maisa Avera Sheba, Mishum the Avera Alav alone, if that would have been Mechayev the Onesh Misa, then there's no question for the Ramban that you would be Chayev Misa for Garmi. Just like Garmi is Chayev Melech HaShabbos. And just like, presumably, it's Chayev for Mechik HaShem. However, inasmuch as what warrants the Misa's Bezin is not the Avera per se, and the Chumrah of the Avera per se, but the Rotzeach's having performed that act upon his victim, so then it's possible that we might say, well, you know what, to warrant that onesh, to warrant hatazos harosh, saif, it's only in response to an act which is ke'en hatazos harosh, which is the equivalent level. I mean, the psukim, when they speak of it, they do speak, v'im be'even yad asher yamuspa hiko v'yamas rotzeachu, mosu yamas rotzeach, or b'chli varzel hiko v'yamas rotzeachu, b'chli yetz asher yamuspa hiko v'yamas. It constantly is talking about a haka'a, so we could say it's dafka, ke'en, that sort of action that warrants Bezin's ken ya'aseh lo, hatazos harosh. So in other words, it isn't that someone who commits murder is put to death. If that were true, then katan shaharag as a gadol be chayev and wouldn't be relevant to the Gemara of Avakam. Rather, someone who is matiz rosh, or its equivalent, or maki'ish v'meis, so he has the same done to him by Bezin through Saif. So it doesn't just have to be an act of murder to warrant the chiyuv of Sayef. It has to be one that is ke'en, the Mises Bezin of Hataz's Rosh. And Mamela, specifically here in the context of Ritzicha, to be chayev Misa, it isn't sufficient simply to have what would generally be considered a Maisa Harigabidai. What do you think about that? Does that make sense?
That's because the Torah describes it. That's because the Torah describes Ritzicha in this.
No, I'm not saying that's the makor. I'm saying it's consistent. In other words, the Rambam might say, listen, when it says Azhara, it says Lo Sirtzach. But when it talks about the Onesh, it always speaks of Maki Isha Meis Mos Yimas. So you might say that Maki Isha, in particular terms, I mean, it's Maki Isha, what is it, Vichli Barzel and Evan. So you normally would have said, okay, so maybe that's Labdavka. I mean, anything which is normally considered to be a Maisa Ritzicha should be Chayev. Anything which is over on Lo Sirtzach should be Chayev. What I'm saying is, maybe the Rambam will say it's Davka. And the reason is because what is mechayev the onesh misa from Ritzicha is not the aveira of Ritzicha. It's rather the plow that we have in general that the Rambam had described, which is called b'sheya neged zula. So b'ofim klali sheyeh said what we do is sheyeh said bo kasher asa b'shevet.
Why is that plow limited to these types of meisim? Why does it not include the garmi type?
So I would say to that is, had you not had the havamina, had you not had the Kom Yina Kein, which Chazal took as a, right, this is the Makor, it's not just in the Yushami, it's also in the Bavli. That's Nakom Yina Kein is how we know that it's Sayiv. In Yushami, you have that Havamina, you know, well, maybe it should be whatever you do to him, we'll do back to you. So I would say, if we had that, and we didn't have the Nakom Yina Kein, maybe their model will say, yeah, we'll do it, Ayde Garmi, back to you. Right, if you do Silik Tris, and that's how you kill somebody, so that's your act of killing, because that's I consider that to be Maisa B'Yadayim in general. And in as much as, in terms of what we're supposed to do to you, it's not particular defined acts of onshim that we find in general, rather it's whatever you did, then it would have been, well, we'll have somebody throw a chetz, and then somebody, a member of the, oh, I guess it's Gol Adam, and then if not the Gol Adam, the Edim, if not them, then somebody, Asherech Bezin, will take away the shield. But the Pasuk says, Nakom Yina Kein. So it has to be through Saif. In general, we're Merkayim through Saif. So what Yishami is saying is that in general, whatever way it's done, we're doing it through Saif. That's considered to be a representative. But what I'm adding here, what I'm claiming is, maybe the Rambam will say that imposes a certain standard in terms of the kind of act that would be Merkayim.
So it's the fact that the Chiyuv Ritzicha is that
the Misa of Ritzicha, yeah.
That the Onesh Misa is performed through Saif, which is a classical form of Ritzicha. It's a classical
Maisa B'Yadayim, exactly. Right. It's Hachaz HaZarosh, right.
So that's what excludes Garmi.
Yeah, in other words, then we say, you know, it's really Nechli Barzel Hikav V'Yamus. It's specifically that, and not something which is less than that, because otherwise it's not Kasher Asa Kinyasala. None of this is necessary. I'm working backwards from the Ramban, that if I'm right, the Ramban in general seems to think that Garmi is Kosa Maisa for all intents and purposes, and Sila Katris is something which is Garmi. Chayiv in Ezekiel, it also meets a criterion that he establishes for Gram, which would be Chayiv in Shabbos, Kibud Gomer in Shabbos, and probably Mechika as well, Mechika Shem. Kol Zman that it's Vadai, then you're going to be responsible for it as a Mais, considered Mais to be Daim. So if that's true, this Ptur here is unusual. Where does it come from? And so what I'm claiming is, maybe you can argue that as far as the Onesh Misa is concerned, it's a result of the fact that it isn't Mishum the Mais Avera, rather it's Mishum reversing what's been done to you, and inasmuch as the Torah gave you a mold and a format of it has to be Onche Bezin, it has to be Hereg, so then it's specifically something which is like Hereg. Again, assuming the Ramban, you know, did recognize the difference, which I think is clear.
Wait, so when we say Garim is Kaosa, we mean just in the Onish, but like in the terms of like the physical, like Mitzias, we still see that there is a difference between.
Yeah, it's a classified as a different. Yeah. You're right. No, there's halachic, you know, halachically, there's Make Ish, Kli Barzel, you know, Vikau. And there's also Stam Ritzicha. So I would say is Lo Sirtzach is not limited to Bechli Barzel Hikov Vayamos. That you would measure by your general standards of what is considered to be a Maisa B'Daimim. If the Ramban, anytime you do anything which guarantees a certain result will be achieved, so that's considered to be as if you did that B'Daimim, so then what we'll say is that's for Ritzicha. But the point is still, it's not when put on our glasses, what we see is,
right.
Is you. This is always, I mean, it's a tricky, a good example of this is, you know, Kocho Kegufo, which is actually a topic that's coming up for us. But the Gemara in Irvin says that you can't throw Ochlin, because it's a Bizoy Ocho. Is that related to Kocho Kegufo? Is that a deviation of Kocho Kegufo? What do you mean? What's being Zorek, the bread, as opposed to, it's just Kocho Kegufo. It's as if I, no, obviously it has no relation whatsoever to that Sugya. Halacha recognizes there's a different Mitzius. So here I'm saying in a way which is much stronger than that, because I'm saying is, you know, that if we had a requirement to visit a certain type of misa upon you, it would have to be something only in response to what you're having committed it, then we would define it along the lines of the strict classical misa b'dayim way. So yes, I'm saying that part is not obvious, and you could have disagreed even if you agreed with everything else. But I think, working backwards from the Ramban, I think that might be what we're saying. Maybe. suggestion, Gekir. You don't seem to like it.
I mean, it seems odd.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with that, yeah.
And tease the Garna Fogel about Nishama Shakalini, which yeah. seems very Totsa-oriented, to argue for the Ramban, who
right.
takes the non-Totsa-oriented position here.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that the Gemara in Bava Kamma proves the application.
Right, no, I know.
because you could say what you're saying, but I'm not proving from the... If I were trying to prove from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that would be... You're right, and you would say, well, you know, the Gemara doesn't say anything. The Gemara says specifically... Nefeshach is nefesh, neshama nishkol mine, neshama shakol mine, neshama nishkol mine, so why shouldn't we just apply it based on whatever, however we can attribute that to you? But I'm saying, given that the Ramban seems to apply a higher standard, so I'm just saying maybe the standard comes from the fact that that's how onish, that's what the onish Mises Beis Din is, and it's specifically supposed to be a reversal of what you did. And as far as that point, I think you do have a raya from the Gemara of Akam. Okay, it's just something to think about. That concludes that segil. What?
Selectris.
Yeah, that concludes Selectris. We'll get back to issues of Garmi, but the major points I think we've addressed. So now, what I want to do is to go back to the Gemara that we skipped, which was Barzel, because we don't forget about it, but also because I think that the issue is actually logically prior to the sugya that follows on Ein Zayin and Beis, which is the p'tur of the zorik chetz and the dochef in these cases, right? The Gemara says the zorik chetz, if there's a tris b'yado, so what we discuss is the p'tur hamasalik, but the Gemara also says the zorik is also p'tur, as well as the dochef in the case where there's a sulam, so it's possible that that really boils down to something which is already the topic here. So just to go to that now, or not? What do you think? I think we can, right? Yeah. So the Gemara quotes Shmuel is just saying that the fact that the pasuk doesn't require yad, it doesn't say right. The pasuk says be'evin yad, be'chliyetz yad, but just as being be'chli barzel, it doesn't say be'yad. What that indicates is that you don't need a fistful. That barzel is meimis b'choshu, and therefore you'd be chayav for any amount. And if we hadn't said that, why would you have been putter? Meaning, why are you putter in a similar case with cleats and a evan? Because in those cases, as the pasuk says, it has to be something which is asher yamuspa. We require that the hakah be shigesh b'kedei lahamis. Right? That's explicit in the pasuk. It's been be'evan yad asher yamuspa hikahu v'yamas rotzeyachu. Be'cleats yad asher yamuspa hikahu rotzeyachu. So this is the makor, essentially, for the requirement that we need, in order to be chayav misa, you need a hakash yesh bo kedei lahamis. In the sifrei is really the makor for this, the explicit makor for this, where the Gemara draws it out. Again, our Gemara is just addressing what turns out to be an exception, not an exception in terms of the principle. You still need the barzel to be yesh bo kedei lahamis. It's an exception in terms of the application, and that you don't need a certain a shear. Any amount of it can do it. But the sifrei says... So why does it go to Asher Yomuzba? And the Sifrei goes on. What emerges from here is that we have a principle that you need in order to be chayiv. It has to be specifically kasha yesh bo kedei lahamis. In the case of ein bo kedei lahamis, you're going to be patur. So what we want to focus on is the character of the basis of the patur, and then the impact and the scope of the patur. So we mentioned, I think I mentioned before, that in general you can have three categories, I think, of patur ritzicha. The first is your patur because you simply didn't do anything to be chayiv. You lack any basis or yesod is chayiv. You didn't do a maaser ritzicha, and if garmi is chayiv ritzicha, you didn't do garmi. You didn't cause it begarmi either. That's one. The second category is onis or shogeg, and those are two different patturim, but for these purposes we can just consider them to be the second category. And then third, it's possible to have some other independent you sowed it. Something which isn't reducible to the other two. In other words, you've done a Maisa Ritzicha or Maisa Hariga or maybe Garmi, if Garmi's Chayav. It was potentially even Bemezid, and nonetheless you're Pater for some other reason, some other you sowed. So now we can ask regarding the din of Hakash Ein Bo Kedei L'Hamis. There was a strong Havmina in the Pasuk, and Chazal make this clear, I could have thought that you didn't have such a requirement, and that you wouldn't be Pater. In the end, the Torah says you are Pater, if it's Ein Bo Kedei L'Hamis. So what is the basis for the tour? So here I think, I'll just, I guess, preliminarily set it out. I think all these are plausible. Rashi here sounds like he thinks it's on the first. It's basically you just didn't kill him. You didn't do a Maaser Ritzicha. Where is it? Shiyachalas Hisham Adam Acher Kayotzi B'Zevisha Garmalo. I thought the Rashi was here, but it may not be these Rashis that I was referring to. He's more explicit. But basically, he thinks that when it's Ein Bo Kedei L'Hamis, what that means is it just wasn't the act that killed him. You know what? Why don't I send down Makaros for this? Is that a better idea?
Yeah, I also have a little time.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just do that. So I'll send down Makaros.
What?
Sure. So yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Sure, yeah.